Okay, here's read number one. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. During his short-lived presidential campaign in 2015, Scott Walker met with a Siberian woman charged in the Russian plot to attack the U.S. election in 2016 and get Donald Trump elected president. Maria Butina attended Walker's campaign launch party and said she did not see him as being hostile toward Russia. Butina was arrested on Sunday, and the criminal complaint against her was unsealed yesterday. The 29-year-old founder of a gun lobby group in Russia also met with Walker earlier in 2015 in Tennessee, where she said the governor greeted her in Russian. Okay, here's read number two. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. Republican Senator Ron Johnson is dismissing Vladimir Putin's denial that Russia attacked the United States election in 2016. During an appearance in Milwaukee yesterday, the Journal Sentinel is reporting that Johnson said, quote, "He's completely wrong. We have documented evidence. It's serious. It's unacceptable. We have a bad relationship with Russia because of Russian and Putin's behavior. Make no mistake about that. The invasion of Georgia, the annexation of Crimea, the downing of Malaysia Flight 17, his alliance with Syria and Bashar Assad," end quote. And here's read number three. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. Paul Ryan is splitting with Donald Trump on the issue of Russia's attack on the United States election in 2016. Ryan said the president, quote, "must appreciate that Russia is not our ally." In a statement released by the Speaker's office yesterday, Ryan said, quote, "there is no question that Russia interfered in our election and continues attempts to undermine democracy here and around the world. That is not just the finding of the American intelligence community, but also the House Committee on Intelligence." Okay, here's read number four. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. Senator Tammy Baldwin criticized Donald Trump's summit with Vladimir Putin yesterday. In a message on Twitter, Baldwin said that Putin directed an attack on our American democracy and Russia interfered with our elections. She said Trump needs to stop treating Putin like a friend and start holding him accountable. Instead of standing with Putin, the president should stand up for America and our democracy, Baldwin said. And Michael Bonds has abruptly resigned from the Milwaukee School Board. The former board president stepped down on Friday before the end of his term, which expires in April of next year. Bonds was first elected to the board in April of 2007. WRRD's Earl Ingram has announced that he will run for the open school board seat representing District 3. Okay, here's read number five. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. Wisconsin's Republican Senate hopefuls are backing Donald Trump, while many other Republicans are criticizing the president for his unexplained support of Vladimir Putin. Kevin Nicholson said in a statement, "The president clearly believes an ongoing and direct dialogue serves our national security objectives, and I support him." Leah Vukmir said Trump is a great negotiator, and I trust him to engage with whomever is necessary to secure a safe and prosperous future for our country. I have no doubt he did that today. Here's read number six. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. Congresswoman Gwen Moore is responding to Donald Trump's meeting with Vladimir Putin yesterday. The congresswoman said, quote, "The display in Helsinki was nothing less than a complete capitulation to a dictator who directed a cyber war on the United States' sovereignty and self-determination. Any president fit to serve would have honored his oath of office to protect the homeland by confronting Putin for his crimes and identifying his continued attacks on global democracy," end quote. Okay, here's the forecast. Outside this afternoon, sunshine with temperatures in the upper 70s, and then mostly clear tonight, lows in the low 60s in Milwaukee, upper 50s in Madison. For tomorrow, sunshine with highs in the mid-70s in Milwaukee, around 80 degrees in Madison. For Thursday, mostly sunny in Milwaukee, mostly cloudy in Madison with a 50% chance of afternoon showers, highs on Thursday in the upper 70s. You're listening to Resistance Radio. You're listening to Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network.